Good morning. Today we are starting our new topic, Parshas Ki Tisa, and this is going to relate also to Purim. So the pasuk says as follows: Zegitnu kolo over labokudim machatzisa shekel. The mitzvah machatzisa shekel, giving a half a shekel on an annual basis to for use in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. So why is it a machatzisa shekel, a half a shekel, and not a full shekel? And the known mussar here is that each and every Jew needs to understand that he is not full. He is not shalem. He is not perfected without other Jews. He needs another Jew to be shalem. He needs other Jews to have a minyan. We need other Jews to have a tzibur, which is a necessary component of being a member of Klal Yisrael. And that's the message, that we need others. We need to get along with others. It's not about being a machatzisa shekel. It's about being a shekel, shalem, a full shekel. So in fact, in the Megillah, Megillas Esther, Haman HaRasha, in making his claim to Ahasuerus, how they need to get rid of the Jews, he describes Klal Yisrael as one nation, Am Echad, Mefuzer, Mefor Ben Amim, but they are scattered. And the explanation of Mefuzer, Mefor is that they are divisive. They are not only geographically dispersed, but they don't get along with themselves. And this is a kitrug, this is a claim of prosecution against Klal Yisrael, that we are fractious and divisive, not getting along. That was the claim of Haman to Ahasuerus. In order to counter that characteristic, in order to act in favor of saving Klal Yisrael, Esther realized that we need to go in the opposite direction. And she says, go tell Mordechai what needs to happen. Lech Knosses, as kol hayudim hanim tzayim b'shishan. Knosses, bring together the Jews in Shushan. We need a fast. We need a daven. But it needs to be done as a tzibur, getting along together, not as individuals who are divisive. So that is what we need to do, is to counteract. That's the concept of machatzisa shekel. We need other Jews. We need to get along. We need to unite, says Esther to Mordechai. That is going to be our antidote to the claims and plans of Haman against us. So in fact, when it comes to the reasons why we have the mitzvah of Mishloach Manot, there are two reasons. And the first is going to work beautifully with this explanation of the machatzisa shekel, the need to be together with other Jews and to get along. So when it comes to the reasons from the Mishloach Manot, Rav Shlomo Alkovitz says in his Sefer Manos Halevi that why do we send Mishloach Manot? Why was it instituted by Chazal? Laharbos hashalom v'hareus. It's an increased love and harmony between Jews. Hefech margaliso shel atzar Haman shamar mefuzim aforan. The exact opposite of the claim of Haman against us, that we are divisive and don't get along. The concept of Mishloach Manot is when we give to another Jew Mishloach Manot, we are saying, I care for you. I want to be with you. You are important to me. Lachein tiknu Mishloach Manot b'chtei shanosen. The giver, Yare, will show his fondness, his love of the recipient. So that is explanation number one, why we have the Mishloach Manot, to show the fondness and caring and kindness and chesed that we should feel to other Jews. And we need to counteract that claim of Haman to Ahasuerus against the Jews. The second reason is brought by the Trumas Hadeshin, who was asked the following questions. There are people who send to their friends on Purim various types of things, sheets, towels, items, in other words, it doesn't matter really what it is, but non-food, non-edible items, are you yotzei Mishloach Manot with that? And he responds as follows. He says, it appears to me, it is in my view that you're not yotzei, that the basis, the reason for Mishloach Manot, who kedesh yeh lekol echadai v'sapek lekayem asuda kedina, we send Mishloach Manot to ensure that the recipients have sufficient food to fulfill the mitzvah of Seuda. So based on this Trumas Hadeshin, the two mitzvahs, Mishloach Manot and the Seuda, are intrinsically related. The Mishloach Manot, the reason that we send it, is to supply the needs, to supply the food for the other mitzvah, the Seuda, to other people. And he says as follows, Mishloach manos. Manos means things that are edible. That is what the word means. And that is the view of the Truma Sedeshin, that the reason for Mishloach manos is supplying the needs of the Seuda. So it turns out here that we have two separate reasons. The first one of the Manos HaLevi, that we want to increase harmony in Klal Yisrael. The second is the Truma Sedeshin, the Mishloach Manot is to supply the Seuda food for the recipient. One of those is Ruchani. That's the first one, to increase Achdus in Klal Yisrael. There's a spiritual concept. And the second one is Chomari, is a physical concept. There's a material concept in order to give the Seuda to somebody else. So in fact, we have a number of nafkaminas between these two reasons, and today we will just go through one of them, and Emir Tashem, we will continue up until Purim. So the Ksav Sofer says as follows, we have a Reuven, the proverbial Reuven, that sends to Shimon Mishloach Manot, but something happens, it's one of three permutations. Number one is, Shimon does not know, the recipient doesn't know who sent it to him for whatever reason, or Reuven tells to the shaliach, he's sending a messenger, don't tell the recipient Shimon who sent this. I want it to be anonymous. Or other possibility, shashaliach atzmo, the shaliach who's delivering it, forgot to tell the recipient who it was from. And the question that was posed to the Ksav Sofer is, can you be yotze in any of these situations? Because the bottom line is, the recipient does not know who sent the Mishloach Manot. And the Ksav Sofer explains that this will depend on our two reasons for Mishloach Manot. Based on the Truma Sedeshin, which was our second reason, that the point of sending the Mishloach Manot is to supply the food for a Seuda for somebody. In fact, you did supply the food to somebody. He received the food. Hopefully he ate it. And that should be a sufficient reason to be mekayim the mitzvah Mishloach Manos. So even though he didn't know who sent it, he didn't know it was anonymous for whatever reason, the card fell off. That's very relevant. You leave Mishloach Manos and people don't know who it was with the card falling off. You forgot to put the card. You let it fit outside the door. According to the Truma Sedeshin, the reason is to supply the food. If the person received it, hopefully he relies on the hashkacha. Hopefully it's labeled the hashkacha on it. And he's going to eat it. He has the possibility to eat it. That would be a kiyum of the Mishloach Manos. However, according to the first opinion that we brought, the first reason of Manos HaLevi, that it's to increase harmony in Klal Yisrael. If the recipient does not know who sent the Mishloach Manot, that would not be a kiyum of the Mishloach Manot, of the mitzvah of the Mishloach Manot. Because if you don't know who sent it, that does not increase harmony between two individuals. It makes the recipient feel good that he got a Mishloach Manot, but the concept of harmony is that we increase a friendship between people, specific people, and if the recipient doesn't know who sent that Mishloach Manot, we're not really increasing harmony. So that is our first nafkamina between these two reasons, and Emir Chashem, we will continue tomorrow on other nafkaminas between the two reasons for Mishloach Manot. Have a wonderful day.